From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Landon Jones. The expiration of a federal law has dramatically reduced the funding of some rural school districts in Missouri. Ryan Delaney reports schools are having to make cuts to offset the losses.
The U.S. Forest Service splits profits made on logging with the school districts that encompass parts of national forests. Since the Secure Rural Schools Act law wasn't renewed by Congress in 2014, that profit sharing was cut from 50-50 to just a quarter of profits. For districts with lots of forest land in them, like Iron County Schools, that's $100,000 less each year. Tim Hager is Iron County Superintendent.
To me, it's kind of an agreement that the government had with rural America that they're kind of backtracking on now.
Hager has cut 4 staff positions and delayed buying a new school bus. The district will ask residents for a property tax increase next month. The Mark Twain National Forest in southern Missouri touches a part of nearly 100 school districts. I'm Ryan Delaney.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture says it confirmed a case of the bird flu at a turkey farm in southwestern Missouri. This is the first commercial case of the bird flu confirmed in the country this year. USDA spokeswoman Lindsay Cole said yesterday the H7N1 virus, a low pathogenic form of the avian influenza, was detected through pre-slaughter testing on a farm in Jasper County. The state put the farm, which houses 20,000 turkeys, under quarantine. Cole says 2 other commercial poultry properties within 6 miles of the farm tested negative for the virus. This strand of the virus is different from the high pathogenic virus that resulted in the loss of nearly 50 million birds in the Midwest in 2015. The USDA says it poses no risk to the food chain. Legislation passed yesterday by the Missouri House would make it easier for companies to push back against people filing asbestos lawsuits. Marshall Griffin reports.
The bill would make it easier for business owners being sued for asbestos use to seek delays of trial dates, would allow them within a year's time to ask a judge to reverse judgments against them under certain conditions, and would require plaintiffs to submit their medical histories as evidence, including things not related to their claim. It's sponsored by GOP House member Bruce DeGroat of Chesterfield.
Right now we are known as the Sue Me State. The John Mansville, the Owens Cornings, those people are all bankrupt. You know who the plaintiff's attorneys are going after now? They're going after mom-and-pop stores in the districts that you represent.
Opponents on both sides of the aisle called the bill cruel, saying it would result in some asbestos victims dying before receiving justice. It now goes to the Missouri Senate. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
A Swiss-based company will open an aluminum smelter in the Missouri Boot Heel, creating up to 400 jobs in one of the state's most impoverished areas. Governor Eric Greitens, U.S. Representative Jason Smith, and other political leaders will announce details about the new plant today in New Madrid County. It's not clear when it will open. Smith said in a news release this week the company, Magnitude 7 Metals, is already hiring. The plant will occupy a facility formerly operated by Noranda Aluminum, which closed after filing for bankruptcy 2 years ago, costing about 900 workers their jobs. Greitens' appearance comes as he faces an invasion of privacy indictment in St. Louis, related to an affair he had with his hairdresser before he was elected governor. I'm Landon Jones, KBIA News, Columbia.